Let us continue in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we thank you for what you've spoken into our hearts, thus far this day. We thank you for the word that you have spoken for through inspired scripture, through prophetic words, through our sharing with one another. We ask, Lord, that you continue to speak to us, that you continue to soften our hearts, write your word upon our heart so that your word will not return to you void, but will accomplish each and every purpose for which it is sent. Place in our hearts a real hunger, a passion to praise and worship you, so that this good news, this word that you want spread throughout the universe, and particularly throughout the areas where we dwell, that we would carry this word, Lord, to all those who love you and seek to grow more fully and more deeply in knowledge of you and dwell more deeply in your heart. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay, we're going to look at Psalm 100. And I'm just going to take the very beginning of Psalm 100 and talk about this. And talk about, again, looking at praise. We're trying to look at it from all different aspects, all different directions. And Psalm 100 says this: make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. That's the part we're going to look at. Say it with me. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Amen. So from each phrase, we're going to lift one idea that will frame the intent and what the Lord intends for us through this psalm. Okay, now, it begins with make. Make. Make is a verb. So a verb is an action word. That means it's something that we're to do. We're not just to read this scripture, meditate on it, but it calls us into action. Always remember that when we're reading the Psalms or reading the scriptures, look for those action words. Look for those verbs because they call us into action. So make is a verb, it's an action word. So what's it calling us to make? To make a joyful shout. Make a joyful shout. You know, all the ways that we know and love the Lord, all the ways that the Lord has given us happiness and joy, all the ways he's touched us, revealed himself to us, those are things that cause us joy, don't they? They cause us to be happy, to be joyful. So we're to make some noise about this. We're to be talking about this. We're to be shouting, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for all that you've done. You know, we're not going to, you know, keep it hidden or keep it silent within ourselves, because this is what the scripture is saying. Amen? So what's the application? This is a command. This psalm is commanding us to make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. All you lands, that's us. All you lands, that's us and all those folks out there and all around the globe. All you lands. Because the Lord is speaking to all of his people. So, he's not saying, or the word's not saying, if you feel like it, make a joyful shout to me, or if you'd like to, or if that's your personality type, you know, make a joyful shout. He's telling everybody, all you lands, all men, all women, to make a joyful shout. It's a command. The understood subject in this phrase is you. You. Make a joyful shout. So any of us that are reading this, any of us that are hearing this, it's the command is being given to you and to me, to all who hear. We make a joyful shout. The issue then is participation. It's not just mere aesthetics. It's participation. It's happy involvement. Happy involvement with the Lord. Happy involvement in our praise and worship. Okay. The next verb is serve. It's saying, serve the Lord with gladness. The application again, it's a command. It's telling us to do it. We are to serve him with gladness. Praise is a method, is a form of service. When we praise the Lord, we are serving Him. We're serving Him from the depths of our heart. We're serving Him from deep within, that inner part of ourselves. We're doing what He created us to do. That's why we feel so good when we're praising the Lord. And after we've come from a place, isn't that true? When we've come from a place of praising the Lord, we feel fulfilled. What we came in with, maybe the heaviness that we came in with, we leave with a much lighter heart. You know, we're serving the Lord with gladness, and when we serve Him, He rewards us, and He lifts that from us. So when we praise the Lord, we need to take pleasure in doing that, not the attitude, well, it's praise time now. Let me, I'll be sitting in here for about the next 15 minutes. And are they ever going to stop? You know, we do a day. This is really, sometimes people feel that way. And we probably all had thought something like that at one time or another, depending upon where we're coming from when we gather. Because it isn't always like it is in here, is it? So, we want to say, we want to then not look at our feelings, but look at the facts. The fact is, the Lord has called us. The fact is, the Lord commands us to do this. The fact is that that's what we were created to do. And the fact is when we do it, we're going to be blessed. We're going to be blessed. We're going to receive far more. Amen?
That's right.
We're going to receive far more than we give. So we step out of maybe our tiredness. We step out of our feelings. We step out of, oh, this hurts or that hurts, and I'd rather be sitting down, or I'd rather be propped up like a TV, or whatever. Oh, it's a pretty day. There's so many yard sales and fairs today. You know, I'd like to be there, and how much longer? So they say, you know, this is wonderful. I have an opportunity to enter into the Lord's presence with brothers and sisters who are doing the same. We don't often get that opportunity. Unfortunately, that's the truth. We don't often get that opportunity. So when we get it, that's a wonderful thing, isn't it? Yes, it is. It's a wonderful thing. And so we want to serve the Lord with gladness. We want to be happy about it. That doesn't mean we have this false facade. But dig down deep. There are reasons for us to be happy. A little while ago, I was distracted. And someone came up to me and said, you should smile. It's been a great week. And I thought, it really has been a great week. And I have a lot to smile about. Yeah, and sometimes we forget that. Because what the good news that we might have received a few days ago oftentimes gets buried in whatever's happening or whatever's been said to you or whatever you're dealing with in that moment. And then we forget. And so that was a wonderful reminder for me. You know, to remember that those good reports that I got this week. And I need to focus on those good reports and not on other things, you know, that may be taking place. So we may need to work at it. I'm not saying that every time we enter into this room we're going to praise the Lord and we all feel wonderful and happy and, oh, let's do it. But we need to make a decision. It's a decision, isn't it? It's not a feeling. We need to make the decision to do it. So we take pleasure then in serving the Lord with gladness, in worshiping Him. The next verb is come. We come. We come into His presence with singing. Again, this is a command. Again, and the subject is you. And so we sing clearly what's in our mind, what's in our heart. You know, and does that mean always it's the verbal singing? Not always. You know, sometimes you feel that in your spirit. You know, deep inside, as Father Dale was talking about, in those innermost chambers of our heart. But then it doesn't just stay there. It doesn't just, it's been staying there for a lot of years. We need to unlock it and let it out. You know, and then that's when we spontaneously start praising the Lord. We sing one of these beautiful songs that really speaks worship and love songs to the Lord. And then after that, we tell the Lord, Lord, how much we love you, how much we thank you. We thank you for this beautiful day, that your mercies are new to us each and every day. So great is your faithfulness, that you dwell in the praises of your people. And we say those things, and the more we say those things that are truth, that are found in His Word, the happier and more joyful we get. Isn't that right? And then we go into, then those words just do not express everything that we've felt, everything that we're remembering, everything that we're recalling. And that's where then, whether you call it jubilation, whether you call it the gift of tongues, the prayer language of the Spirit, that's where then we yield our tongue, the smallest member of our body, to the Holy Spirit. And that's where that beautiful prayer comes. And then we lift our voices in that, and that's where singing in tongues, singing that praise in tongues. It's so beautiful, isn't it? Just so beautiful. And it just kind of begins, and then it just ends together in unison and in unity. And that's just a wonderful thing. Amen? Okay.